So, welcome back from the desk of low, man. This right here, man. This gentleman right here, man. This is very special to the show because he's also the very first actor to appear on the show. We had plenty of hip hop legends, but this right here, I wanted to make a personal goal for myself. He knew he was destined for greatness at 8 years old when his love for hip hop, where Big Daddy came. He was also found by a lady named Linda Towson, who recognized his talent, and later on, landed his first iconic role for HBO, The Wire. 20 years, we're still talking about that show. He later went on to be on a stable cast member for Saints and Sinners. And now it's crazy how 20 years later after The Wire, almost all the cast reunited for HBO's the miniseries, We Own the Cities. I proudly, proudly present Trey Chain.
What's up, my brother?
And how you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. You know, with an introduction like that, I'm expecting that from everybody to interview me now. That was dope.
I appreciate you. Hey, I got to say, man, because it's been a personal goal because it's been 20 years since The Wire. I got to tell you, I love this show. I love this show more than anything. So trust me. I know. So before we get into this now, did you watch any shows before The Wire?
Yeah. I watched Oz.
Oh, I love Oz.
I watched The Corner. Always watched Law and Order. I love shows. I mean, even outside of that, you know, like Martin, Fresh Prince. I mean, any show that you could think of, I watched. I'm a big fan of television and film and, you know, TV shows, movies. Yeah.
You ever get tired about hearing about The Wire or no?
Man, nah, I love it. I mean, my thing is, like you said in the beginning, to still be talking about a show like The Wire, which is, you know, the most groundbreaking, critically acclaimed television show of all time, 20 years later, is an honor. A lot of people don't know The Wire was my first job as an actor. That was my first audition ever. And to, like I said, to still be speaking about it is amazing, man. I never get tired of talking about The Wire. I can talk about The Wire forever.
Do you think that the show would have went different if they would have casted you as Weebay? Because I still find that so crazy. It's like, this guy applied for Weebay?
Yeah, I read for Weebay. And that was the crazy thing. You know, I went in there, I read for Pat Moran, who was the casting director for the show. And really, man, just to remember the lines, do the dialogue, and for them to call me back because they love that audition, I went back and they just created this character, Malik Pukar. But of course, it probably would have went different because, you know, Weebay's character, you know, he got locked up.
Yeah.
And, you know, for Pooh, for my character, I was only supposed to do like the first two episodes in like the first season.
Yeah, pilot, yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't even know that. You know, Poop was only supposed to be in maybe like the first two episodes of The Wire in the first season. And then I end up getting, you know, wrote in, you know, for all five seasons, man. Yeah, and it's been an amazing journey, you know, and then to portray Pooh 20 years ago, to make that transition 20 years later with the same creator, writers, producers from The Wire, now portraying this police officer, Gordon Hawk, on the Harford County, you know, narcotics task force has just been, it's a full circle moment for me. It's like, you know, the evolution, it's the me never giving up. Been in this business for over 20 years as an actor, as an artist. And man, like I said, just to be sitting here speaking about these accomplishments, I'm like, yo, this is where it's at, you know?
It's called destiny. It's called destiny.
Yeah, it's destiny. Yep, I feel you.
Now, even like with like We Own the City, like, how hard was it to keep something like that, like, secret? Like, because it's like, this is like almost all of the cast of The Wire, and people have been asking for this for a long time. People like, we're season six.
Yeah, you know what? Well, of course, The Wire and We Own This City are two totally different shows, two totally different
successor from The Wire.
Right. But, you know, for me, keeping it a secret, it was definitely, that's what I had to do. You know, I was under contract with HBO and HBO Max. And when I was called to play this character, Gordon Hall, you know, I found out he's a police officer, one of the good cops at that. And it was, it was just a different task for me, man. I said, I'm an actor, but I wanted to get the knowledge of how police officers move, you know, how they operate when they're solving cases. And, you know, from even going down to, you know, sliding under the truck, you know, putting the tracker under the truck. All of that was like, all of that was like choreographed, you know what I'm saying? So it was just, It was big for me, man. Like, just to be on set learning. We Own This City was a learning experience, you know, other than me just being an actor. I learned so much, and I was so thankful and grateful for those opportunities, man.
You're still learning from even in We Own This City. Wow, I would have, if I was in a show like The Wire, I would have been so cocky. I was like, I was in The Wire, so do you know what the show does?
Yeah.
But that show was
100% Yeah, most definitely. And I mean, you know, working back with David Simon, like I said, Nina Noble, George Pelicanos, you know, these people are iconic, you know, I mean, and they're humble. They're humble at what they do. And then you got Renato Marcus Green, who's the director of King Richard, you know, I mean, he directed We Own This City. So that's huge, you know?
Yeah. One of my goals for this year was to interview everybody from The Wire until the 21st anniversary. So I got like more than a year. But one of the questions I wanted to know about, for We Own the City, was the talks of like Michael K. Williams going to be in the show before he passed away, unfortunately? Rest in peace to the GOAT, Michael K. Williams.
Yeah, rest in peace to Michael K. Williams, who was a very near and dear friend of mine. He was a brother to me. From what I recall, I didn't really hear about Michael K. Williams being a part of it. If he was,
oh my God.
I mean, that's something that they kept under wraps from me. But I know if he was here, he would have been very supportive of what we've done, you know, and what's being seen now. Michael K. Williams just always wanted all of us to win. You know, he was very supportive. I can recall so many times of us hanging out and him just really, you know, being a huge supporter of mine and always rooting for me. And I was vice versa. I did the same thing with him. You know, that was my brother. And it's just, you know, it's unfortunate that he couldn't, you know, experience being around us now, you know, and we 20 years of The Wire getting ready to come up June 2nd. That's, you know, that's something that I'm sure all of us are going to feel, you know, his absence, but at the same time his presence, because we all know energy never dies. So he'll be there.
And he left something that we can always, like, that's gonna outlive all of us, like, because like all kids are gonna see this show.
Yeah.
I still find it hilarious that one scene when they come and rob you, and after like they leave you puke and bones like poots. Every time.
Yeah, man. I remember that. You know, that was soup in my mouth. Yeah, that was soup, man. I had to hold that suit until I had to do the throw up scene. And it was really, it was nasty, man. But at the same time, we pulled it off. We pulled that thing off right.
Now, when you were doing music, like, did you were still doing music like within The Wire?
Like, yeah, I've always, you know, me starting off as a hip hop artist, you know, I started as a hip hop artist. So with me being able to, you know, channel my music, and then when we were going to hiatus from acting, I was able to, you know, get back into my music and drop projects all over digital streaming platforms. And I'm independent. Cheney Vision Entertainment is my company. I've opened for some of the biggest legends in the game. Big Daddy Kane, Rakim, Slick Rick, Snoop Dogg is my OG. You know, all these people I'm naming, I've opened for. And it's been so many more. Bell Biv DeVoe, Bobby Brown. I mean, these guys, like, really put me on that big stage to open for them. So it's been nothing but love.
How inspired were you? Because during the filming of The Wire, I know that Snoop from The Wire got a song with Tony Yayo and this is when G was at its, like, at its height. So I was curious, like, if you ever heard about that when you were, like, on the set of The Wire.
Yeah, I did hear Snoop was rapping. Yeah, I did. I did definitely hear that. And, you know, like, I just talked to Snoop a little while ago. That's my family right there. You know, we're putting some stuff together now. And, you know, I was real excited for it. I was real inspired by it. And I mean, anybody that's just pursuing their dreams, you know, and not listening to what other people got to say about it. They just getting up and they getting out there making it happen. I'm all for that. Because that's what I'm about.
Your documentary, Undeniable, is very inspiring. I advise everyone to watch it. I'll put it on the screen so people can see it.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. I appreciate that. Undeniable is really my story about how, you know, when The Wire ended in 2008, it's the journey of what led up to it. But at the same time, once it ended, how I got back out in the streets of Washington, D.C., sold my merchandise out the trunk of my car, created a fan base. It's all about never giving up, continuing to keep going, and just, you know, putting your best foot forward, motivating and inspiring as many people as possible.
Well, being that you're an artist, because I was curious, because you said this one line that will always forever live in my memory with
world going one way, people another, yo.
I was curious, like, did you, because I know that you wanted to bring your own style within the show, so and being a writer, did you write that in yourself, and they're like, yo, keep that.
No, I didn't write that. That was the power of David Simon and George Pelicanos and the writers that were on the show. They wrote that line, but that line is so effective to today. Yeah. You know, people really look at that line like, you know, that's what it is. The world is going one way and people going another. And I mean, you know, just with everything that's happening out here in our country today, you know, it's a line that resonates with so many people.
And it's very true because it's so ahead of its time. So being that if they're over-responsive, we own the city, because I know it's a mini-series, but if they get a really good response, do you think like HBO would do something like keep it like an ongoing season? Because like I know there's some really good miniseries out there, like The Night Of. I wish that would be a TV series. And with We Own the City, I'm only on episode 2. I'm like, all right, this is going to be 6 episodes. I can't do it. I need like more of this.
You know what? At the early stages, I'm not really sure, but it could be possible. I don't know how that would happen because, you know, the story is the story. And you're getting what... You're getting the beginning and you're getting the end. But you know, of course, everyone that's watching, you know, HBO and HBO Max, We Own the City, keep running it up. Keep running those numbers up. Keep watching. Keep tuning in. And you never know. You never know what the creators and the producers might have in store.
Now, I know that Wilma's up to time, so I just got 2 more questions for you, sir. With being with We Own the City is getting such an amazing response, because I swear I go on Twitter like every second tweet, We Own the City, We Own the City. So what's that feeling like, knowing that like everything's coming full circle and it's kind of a Wire reunion, but not really?
Well, the feeling of the great responses that we're getting for this amazing HBO Max limited series, We Own the City, is it just shows that David Simon doesn't miss. You know, the writers, the creators on this show, they just don't miss. You know, they get it right. And somehow that type of level of responsibility, talent, all coming together, and how David connects law enforcement to the streets. I mean, it's groundbreaking material. It's groundbreaking work. I'm honored to still be a part of these historical moments, from The Wire to We Own the City. And now you're seeing 2 different roles and people.
Yeah, versatility.
Yeah, versatility. People who accepted me as Poop, now accepting me as this police officer, Gordon Holt, and getting rave reviews. I'm like, wow. I mean, because you never know what the people are going to think when they watch something. You get on set as an actor, I just focus on doing my best work, you know, doing my best work that I can possibly do. And once it's out there to the masses, it's out there to millions of people. And then you got to sit back to see what people say. And I'm gonna be honest, so far I'm just getting rave reviews for this character. And a lot of it comes from just studying on set, studying the police officers. My homeboy Dre, who really was influential, sitting right beside me every single day, showing me the different things police officers do, you know. And then my cast members, you know, Larry Mitchell, that's my brother who plays Kilpatrick, David Corn Sweat, that's, you know, he plays Officer, you know, McDougal. And I'm honored to be around phenomenal people. You know, I've really had a support system.
That's great to hear that you actually like enjoy doing it. So like, I'm just doing it for a chat. No, it's good to hear that you're grateful.
Yeah.
So before I let you go now, this is the question I always want. I'm going to ask every cast member of The Wire. Is this like an annual thing? Do you rewatch? I watch this like almost every month, but like Christmas time, I really watch it. So do you like, you and the family like gather around, like, you know, once a season, like, all right, let's watch The Wire.
You know what? That's funny, man, because when was that? I want to say September of October of last year, I actually watched The Wire. I watched what I'm a part of, what I've been a part of for years. And I had to step outside of who I am. I had to step outside of the character Pooh to watch it and see what everybody else sees. And it is groundbreaking. It's incredible. You know, it's like I said, the way David Simon brings the law enforcement with the streets to the war on drugs, to the politics, to the media. Yeah, man, it's something that I watch. It's something that I will always recommend. And not just because I'm in it. You know, if I wasn't cast, I would have watched it. You know, it shows out right now that I watched it. I'm not a part of yet, but we'll see.
Hey, I hope you get all the roles that you get now, too, because for the people that are watching out there, if you can get through this season, I know people hate this season, it would be wonderful from there on. But Trado, I really do appreciate taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this and being the very first, and out of the my favorite show, to be the first actor of the show, man. I want to have you back when you're not so busy so we can break down your entire career in a more in-depth interview, and then we'll go from there. Is there any last words before I can let you go?
Make sure everybody follows me on Instagram, Trey Chaney Vision, TrayChaneyVision. Twitter, at Trey Chaney, TrayChaneyVision. And definitely, I got the merch on my website, ChaneyWay.com. Definitely hit up the site. I'm all over Facebook, Trey Poop Chaney, Trey Chaney. I'm everywhere, man. Just tap in with me so I can keep on inspiring and motivating the people.
You're definitely doing that, sir, man. And I hope more success for you throughout the year. And oh God, I hope they don't kill your character off when we're out in the city, man. I'll be tweeting HBO like crazy.
Yeah, please do if they do.
All right, no worries, sir. But you're Trey, you have yourself a good day, man. And for everyone from Desk Low, give Trey Chaney his flowers while he's still here. We appreciate you, good sir.
That's love.